Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio. This is indeed Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, Cordon University of Michigan, and also Bastyr University. As you know, this is a call-in radio program where I attempt anyway to answer as much as possible questions concerning health. However, we also all always have this kind of longish introduction before we get to your calls. So if you've called already, thank you very much for waiting. But this particular introduction, yep, kind of asking folks to take action here. Now, many listeners to this radio program and readers of Green Medicine Newsletter are members of the Alliance for Natural Health, which is abbreviated ANH. In case you're not a member of the Alliance for Natural Health, consider joining. It's free. Why? To protect your right to natural health care. Just for example, many don't know that in 2008, Los Federales at FDA sent warning letters to all compounding pharmacies ordering them, despite doctors' prescriptions, to stop using estriol in women's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which had been going on since it was first developed here at Tahoma Clinic in, good grief, 1982. Yeah, 2008, stop using estriol, even though research had proven that estriol is strictly anti-carcinogenic estrogen. Yep, that's why it's the majority estrogen in all women's bioidentical hormone replacement, because it's strictly anti-carcinogenic. But no. Los Federales sent warning letters to quit using this stuff. Now, due to the Alliance's simple to use, it takes less than 10 minutes, folks, messaging system, within 2 weeks, over 100,000 emails were sent to members of Congress, which, of course, Mark Twain said was the opposite of progress. And if you hadn't heard that Mark Twain quote, it's not a bad one, is it? Anyway, nearly over 100,000 email messages were sent to members of Congress, and FDA's threat just kind of faded away. In 2020, ANH has over 500,000 members. Hope you're one of them, as FDA and other government so-called authorities have been and still are trying to eliminate freedom of speech about natural health care. Nope, I'm not kidding. What follows is the alert sent by ANH to all members, via email, of course, on May 28th, just over 2 weeks ago. My apologies and an enormous thank you if you've already taken the very brief time necessary to send your protest. Just in case you haven't seen or heard about this latest attempt to violate the Constitution of these United States by suppressing free speech, here's the message ANH sent to all members. The title on this is Doctors Gagged as Feds Launch Censorship Program. No kidding. We don't get to read about this in the newspaper, hear it on the radio, see it on television, do we? Uh-uh. This campaign on behalf of the federals totally ignores freedom of speech guaranteed to all of us by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Here's the message from the Alliance. And I'm mostly quoting, and every once in a while I throw in an explanatory word or two. Anyway, your right to learn from your doctor about natural methods of staying healthy during the coronavirus pandemic are under threat. We must fight back. The FDA... we know who they are. The FTC. Oh, yes, the Federal Trade Commission. Why don't they get into this? They did. The Department of Justice. Is that what it's called? And some state attorneys general have launched a coordinated censorship campaign that prevents medical and naturopathic doctors from communicating their extensive knowledge about how to stay healthy during the pandemic using natural medicine. The actions of these federal agencies will lead to more infections and death, not less. We need to fight back to preserve our right to stay healthy naturally. The FDA and FTC sent more than 100 warning letters to doctors, clinics, and companies. These letters all allege that companies or individuals were, number one, illegally advertising that certain products treat or prevent coronavirus 2019 or related conditions such as inflammation, and or making claims on their websites implying that a product could mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose or cure COVID-19 or related conditions in people. And that, saying that, would make the product an unapproved drug. Oh, my goodness, an unapproved drug. Yeah, and by the way, folks, far as I'm concerned, drugs have ought to be unapproved. Drugs don't belong in human bodies. They're patent medicines. They're molecules that are not in there. Why would anybody, not in our bodies, that is, why would anybody approve them? Oh, yes, we all know the reason for that. In reviewing many of these letters, what becomes clear is this isn't about public health, but rather censoring scientific information about natural products and protecting the profits of drug companies. And if you didn't know what this was all about, now you do. One letter was sent to a nutritionist who talked about the results of a recent published study showing that the severity of coronavirus patient outcome was tied to the patient's vitamin D status. The post concluded, the bottom line, in order to give yourself the best defense against coronavirus, begin optimizing your vitamin D status starting today. Now, is vitamin D now a public health threat that the government must snuff out? Does the government really want to quash information from published research that could help us stay healthy? Government censors also don't like it when doctors wrote that vitamin D has, quote, demonstrated efficacy for respiratory health and has anti-inflammatory properties. And they don't like it when doctors quote science, such as a scholarly paper that argues that melatonin at low doses, half or 1 milligram a day, and many people take much more than that without harming a thing. Anyway, at low doses might curb virulence of the coronavirus. The FTC is even flagging claims about the use of natural approaches to fight respiratory infections and to support immunity. Go, FTC! Suppress freedom of speech. At issue for many of these letters is the idea that, according to the FTC, it is unlawful to advertise a product can prevent, treat, or cure human disease unless you possess competent and reliable scientific evidence. Excuse me, what was that research study that told us that you had less trouble with coronavirus if your vitamin D levels were better? That wasn't evidence? It was a research study. Oh, well, they don't care. The FTC has interpreted this to mean you need a randomized controlled trial. Excuse us. If you just check people's vitamin D levels, if they were severely ill, and you check them if they only got lightly ill, doesn't that tell you something if it happened to a whole lot of people? Oh, no, they want a randomized controlled trial, which is an impossible standard because of cost and other reasons for everybody but patent medicine companies. We believe these kinds of actions are really meant to preserve the drug industry monopoly on medicine. Oh, how do they gather that? Controlled clinical trials are prohibitively expensive. In 2015, the Tufts University, yes, that's the Tufts University Center for the Study of Drug Development, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, a rather prominent medical journal, that the cost of, quote, approval, unquote, by Los Federales at FDA for a, quote, new drug, unquote, was $2.6 billion. And no, folks, I am not kidding. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2015. Tufts University study for the drug study of drug development reported that the cost of, quote, approval, unquote, is $2.6 billion. Drug companies can afford this massive expense because drugs are patentable. Oh, gee. Huh, some motivation here. And enjoy a period of market exclusivity so they can sell it for any price they want. And even more, over time, for supposedly taking care of our health. Natural products are generally not patentable, so requiring approval to make any specific disease claim, no matter how many studies support the claim, is a backhanded way of preventing all disease claims for natural products and thus preserving the monopoly of pharmaceutical drugs to treat illness. You got it right, Alliance for Natural Health. Thank you, thank you, thank you for informing us all about all these letters. So, let's get this straight. The FDA and FTC are telling doctors they can't talk about or advise the public on natural methods of treating or preventing the COVID virus. These same agencies, particularly the FDA in combination with the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, they're called, have repeatedly bungled our nation's response to the pandemic. These same agencies issue emergency approvals for dangerous drugs that go on to kill people. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're approved, and it costs $2.6 billion. What does it matter if they kill a few people? These same agencies are threatening to take away women's rights to choose individualized bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as a health and longevity supporting treatment. which bioidentical hormone replacement therapy certainly is. These same agencies and laws they enforce make our medicine less effective, more expensive, and more dangerous. And now they want to prevent Americans from learning about scientifically proven benefits of supplements like vitamin D to help out against the coronavirus pandemic. Even though nobody said it cures it, they just said more vitamin D, the less your symptoms, the less vitamin D, the more your symptoms. And there's research to support this. Why shouldn't everybody know that? Never before have our crony capitalist government agencies, this is written by ANH mostly, put so many lives at risk so needlessly. Note true, too, that President Trump himself is not only taking zinc, oh my goodness, a natural remedy, along with hydroxychloroquine. He's also publicizing it, which is seemingly at odds with the position of agencies within his own government. And now I'm going to put in a few words of my own, folks. Why is President Trump taking zinc? Because it helps to keep our thymus glands going, and they're the master regulators of the immune system. Okay, back to ANH's statement. I'm getting to the end of it. Various state attorneys general have also gotten in on the action. This is not just another action alert. This is a petition to many government officials. We're going to be contacting federal and state officials, including the president, to explain how agencies that are supposed to be protecting Americans are and have been undermining and endangering our health. Well, that's only been going on for nearly a century. I hope the message gets across. This is a critical moment, and we need as many signatures as possible. Please take action below. Now, how do you take action below? You go to anh-usa.org and scroll down a little bit till you get to the headline that says Doctors Gagged. And send the message you'll find there, or add to it or alter it in any way you want. That they make that very possible. Please also take action below this action and share this with people you know in 10 minutes or less at the ANH website. And remember, you don't even have to join, but membership is free if you wish to. That way you'll get these kind of notification emails if somebody's trying to censor something or another about natural medicine. Anyway, you can send a message. All you have to do is click once, not all these times. In 10 minutes or less, you can send a message to President Trump, your state senators, Washington State, Utah, etc., and your U.S. representative, and your own state's governor, your state senator, local, and state representative. Like I said, go to all those W's in anh-usa.org, scroll down to Doctors Gagged, and send the message you'll find there. We can all help to preserve freedom of speech about natural health care, despite these attempts to enforce the present health care dictatorship. And folks, I'm not kidding. I keep saying health care dictatorship. Folks say, isn't that going too far? No, it's not. For at least the last 80 years. Quote, approved, unquote, by people who know less than the doctors who are using them. By people who know less than the doctors who are practicing medicine. Approved patent medicines. Oh, they're patentable. They make a bunch of money, don't they? Have been the only thing, quote, allowed, unquote, to be publicized. You know that. I know that. If that isn't a medical dictatorship, what is? We'd all be a whole lot healthier if we didn't live in a medical dictatorship and information could be spread about natural ways to stay and become healthy, or I should say become to and stay healthy. Yes, I realize that in the past there have been folks who are selling things that really aren't good for us and lying about it. But there should be some way of sorting those people out other than just suppressing everything about natural medicine, which is what this whole recent FDA and FTC campaign wants to do. They don't want anybody to hear about it. Gee, more vitamin D, less chance of dying of coronavirus, less vitamin D, more chance. Oh, we can't tell people there's studies about that. Uh-uh. So anyway, folks, we are living in a medical dictatorship. Please join anh-usa.org and look at all the other things that you may be interested in, and you might want to send messages to your U.S. senators and congresspeople, and in a few cases like this one, to the president and your state senators and representatives about this. And if we all do that, maybe we can achieve the same results that were achieved in 2008 when Los Federales sent warning letters to compounding pharmacies ordering them to stop using the safest estrogen there is in women's BHRT. Yep, got it done then. FDA backed off. And maybe, just maybe, if we all do this now, we'll get a little bit more back off and have a little bit more freedom of speech about research-proven things in natural medicine. Okay, time for me to shut up.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Hello again, everyone. Once again, I'll try to calm down from that last rant and rave. But please consider going to that Alliance for Natural Health website and sending off the message you find there, or altering it any way you want and sending it. Okay, I'll shut up about that and listen to Terry, who's calling us from, where is this? Mountain Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Say, I'm calling on behalf of my cousin, who's about, he's in his late 50s or so, and he's been healthy all his life. He's grown up in the construction industry, got his own business, outdoors a lot, and always muscular and thin and lean and healthy. And recently, a few years ago, he started having surgeries for melanoma, malignant melanoma.
Oh, dear.
And then, yeah. And then he broke his ankle about 3 years ago, and it was a really nasty one. couple of months of recovery and, of course, some antibiotics. And after that, he started experiencing sarcopenia on the left side. And now he's been diagnosed with MS. So,
and you said he's how old, sir? Excuse the interruption, but tell me how old.
I'm sorry, is he what?
How old is he? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I need to have that in mind.
He's in his late 50s. I don't know his exact age, but late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned him on to Dr. Terry Wall's book and what she did to help herself. And he's diving into that, and he's going full blast with it. He's not interested in the offerings of standard care. So I told him I would give you a call and get some suggestions on these fronts, what he might be able to do to combat the sarcopenia, and then is there anything else you would recommend to him besides what Terry Walls has documented in her book?
Okay. Now, you mentioned he's in his late 50s, and he's a guy, obviously. Has he had his total testosterone, free testosterone checked? His free testosterone, of course, is the active one, and then we need to know about that as well as the total testosterone. And the reason for taking a look at that is the sarcopenia, of course. If we're losing muscle, particularly us guys, and also ladies, because testosterone supports muscle in both genders. But anyway, us guys need to check our free testosterone, see if it's going down. And if it is, oops! Then we need to be working with doctors skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about testosterone. Now, do you happen to know, sir, if there's any type 2 diabetes in his family?
And his mother had some of that, and she also died of cancer.
Okay, and then you did mention also melanoma, which is a cancer that he's had. Okay. If his mother died of that, he probably has the same genetic tendency. And in people who have that genetic tendency, which, by the way, is easy enough to confirm if you have that genetic tendency with a simple urine test. But anyway, if people have that genetic tendency, their own bodies can't make a B vitamin called niacinamide. And niacinamide is, yes, it's in most multiple vitamins, but the amounts that are required for people who can't make their own bodies can't make their own are much more than you'd find in any multiple vitamin altogether. And the reason I'm asking about that, sir, is there's several studies out there that show that, among other things, niacinamide prevents skin cancer. Imagine that. He's had a skin cancer. So it sounds as if possibly his body isn't making niacinamide internally. I suggest he work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get that test done that tells you if you're on the road, not you actually have it necessarily, but on the road to type 2 diabetes. It's a urine test. It checks for 2 organic acids. You can read about this at the Meridian Valley Lab website. And yes, I am medical director there, no question about that, but we're the only lab that has this test. It's done a 24 urine test, and if those 2 organic acids are elevated, oh my goodness, that person really needs niacinamide, because they only got elevated because the person couldn't make their own niacinamide internally. And niacinamide is both related to skin cancer prevention, and oddly enough, it's an energizer for every cell in the body. Imagine that. It helps every cell in the body make more ATP, which is, if you look it up online, and if you don't know about it already, ATP, all capital letters, is the energy molecule made inside of the nucleus of every cell in the body. So, yes, there are several things he could get done. Now, here's another one, sir. It's been found that something called HCG, in which we all took a bath when we were little fetuses inside a mom, and so it's very, very safe. It hurt neither mom nor us, and doesn't hurt adults either. HCG has anti-autoimmune properties. And guess what? Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. And despite the fact that certain federal regulators have put so blinkin' many restrictions on compounding pharmacies and others dispensing HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin, that the price has about doubled or tripled from what it was 10 years ago. And it isn't even made by a patent medicine company. Imagine that. It's all the restrictions on the compounding pharmacies. Despite that, when we have people who have multiple sclerosis or any other autoimmune disease try it, they usually get at least some partial results, occasionally get some really good results. For example, They'll help to remove nearly all the symptoms of endometriosis within a few months. But again, he's not a lady. He doesn't have endometriosis. It does work against autoimmune disease. And there's a number of other things too, sir. So yes, I definitely would get in to see a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Start seeing if any of this stuff applies to him.
I will certainly recommend that to him and pass this information on. And I would think, too, not just free testosterone, but the whole cascade from cholesterol down should be looked at to see how that balances out, don't you think?
And even further than that, sir, from cholesterol down, and then, as you know, testosterone is made into estrogens in both male and female bodies. And oddly enough, one of those estrogens happens to be anti-autoimmune. Imagine that. Yeah, that whole parade, if we want to call it that, from cholesterol all the way to the final end product, which would be the estrogens. And testosterone is in there, too.
Okay. I'll pass that on. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for calling for your friend. That was very kind of you, sir. Okay, let's see. No, not time for me to shut up yet. So I think Don's next here. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, it's raining like crazy over here. How about your place?
I'm hearing
like
rain outside the window, too. So, yes, I guess so.
So somebody told me it was still January.
My question is, in your April newsletter,
yes, sir,
you went over many, many, many things that the IV vitamin C will cure, like sepsis and viruses and all kinds of polio, all kinds of stuff. But will it cure leukemia? I have a chronic myeloid leukemia, and I want to know if that will help that.
Okay. Leukemia is a form of cancer, and high-dose intravenous vitamin C does help many, many cancers. Now, notice I didn't say cure, but it sure can help against them, both symptomatically and reducing the severity of what the cancer might be. Now, I am not at all the clinic expert on working against cancer by natural means. Two of our doctors are, and that's Dr. Davis Lampson and Dr. John Sherman. And they've been doing this for years, and both of them will work with people who want to go along with conventional therapy but want to avoid the bad effects, or they'll work with people who want to do with strictly natural therapies. And that is okay for them to do. Were I to do that, here would come the state medical board saying I was violating all kinds of things. So that's why I'm less knowledgeable than they are about this topic.
I gotcha. Okay, well, I'll talk to them then.
Okay.
And ask them.
You'll probably learn more from them than from me, sir, on this particular topic.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
One thing I would like to add, my leukemia came on rather suddenly last March.
Oh.
Last year, my white blood counts were in the 5 to 7 range. And then on my March 2nd blood draw, it went up to 120 and was labeled critical. During that time, I couldn't get a hold of the 4-MU, and I was using the dog dewormer stuff instead.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there's any connection why it all of a sudden went bonkers during that time period. Any thoughts on that?
No, not really, sir. The one thing I have been studying on lately that has to do with cancer is at PubMed, and it sounds like you might be familiar with PubMed. If you put in all, the word all, next word trans, T-R-A-N-S, next word retinoic, like the retin of the eye, but R-E-T-I-N-O-I-C, acid, all transretinoic acid, and then the word cancer, up will come up a number of studies that show that this stuff called L-transretinoic acid, which is simply a derivative of vitamin A that our bodies can make, but sometimes don't make enough of it, and sometimes don't have enough receptors for it, that is effective against a number of cancers, sir. And the reason I called that to mind, even though I'm not Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lampson, is that the use of that stuff has reduced the death rate from one type of, and I forget which one it was because I'm not the expert, as I said, but from one type of blood cancer, it's reduced the death rate from over 90% to 4%. You'll find that in one of the PubMed articles.
Okay. And what that first word was what?
All, A-L-L.
All trans...
retinoic acid.
What was the third word?
R-E-T-I-N-O-I-C.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Well, a little bit's been, and check with Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lanson for more knowledge. And thank you for calling, sir. And it's time for me to shut up, and then we'll get back to Becky. But just before we do that, let me give her a call in, numbers or call out numbers, because there's nobody waiting after Becky. And those are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to tahomadispensary.com. That's tahomadispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, thanks to Becky and Lee and Mike. Lee and Mike having just called in and helping to prevent everybody from having to listen to me carry on and on. So, Becky's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Becky. Hi, Becky. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I think I can do this pretty simply. I eat mostly organic. I'm as skinny as a string bean. I take probiotics and digestive enzymes and stomach acid, and I get lots of exercise, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I'm a very small person. I don't weigh very much. I only eat two meals a day most of the time, and they're small meals. But every time I eat a meal anymore, and I didn't used to be that way, I will just bloat up like a balloon. And I don't know what's causing that. It's really, really annoying.
No kidding. Okay, ma'am, where are you bloating? Above the navel or below the navel or both?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Not a problem. I'll say it again. Are you bloating above the navel or below the navel or both?
Oh, it's below.
Below. Okay. One of the first things to do, ma'am, is to get checked for something called candida yeast. Have you heard of that? Have you had a candida infection?
No. I mean, I've heard of candida for sure. There's a lot of it out there.
Okay. Well, one other thing, and I'm sorry to be impertinent possibly, but you're how old this year?
About your age, roughly, I think within a year or two, one way or the other.
Okay. Well, what that means is you were born just a few years before doctors started dishing out antibiotics as if they were, going out of style, I guess is one way of putting it.
Well, and what I did get is huge amounts of penicillin and later sulfa because I came down with rheumatic fever.
And well, there you go, ma'am.
Lots of that is since I was about 5 years old. I had for many, many years.
I hear you. So your odds of having that candida microorganism grow in your intestines, growing, I should say, in your intestines, are very high. You see, for those of us born in the 1940s, which sounds like you were, by 1950s and 60s, when all those antibiotics were being handed out left, right, and center, nobody had even heard of the word probiotic, and so we'd kill off the bad germ and kill off all the good germs, and candida loves that because it gives it lots of room to grow down there. And one of the things that candida does is produce gas and bloating, ma'am. And
that's
so,
the problem I have.
Yeah, and so maybe it was just down there waiting and waiting for more and more time to proliferate and kind of take over the territory. Now, there is a, or I should say there are a number of things that can kill off candida without killing off us, although some people do have what's called a die-off reaction for a couple of days. But the first thing to do is to find out if you happen to have candida, ma'am. So if you do, the best way of showing it that I know of is a laboratory test that is called a microbial organic acid test. I did not make that up. The laboratory that does it made that up. And what it does is checks for, shall I say it, candida poop. Yeah! And you'd think that if the candida were living in the intestines, its waste products, I'll more politely call them, would go out with human waste products into the toilet. But no, 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 no. A lot of those are actually absorbed into our systems, and the kidneys have to get rid of them. So what do we get from the laboratory is a little test tube, and we urinate in there first thing in the morning. It's not even a 24-hour urine collection. It's a one-minute urine collection. And what the laboratory does is to check, as I say, for candida waste products. I'll put it politely here. And if there's a whole bunch of candida waste products in there, then we know you got candida in you. And then there are a number of things to choose from that will eliminate candida. It does take time. And the occasional person gets a day or two die off where my insides just didn't feel good. But the nice thing is no human being ever died of the things that kill candida. So that's what I go looking for, ma'am. This is what that sounds like, particularly with your history of all those antibiotics when you were a little kid.
Do you have that test at the clinic? Is that something I can take there or do at home?
Let's see. You got to do it with the help of a doctor, I think. It's got to be ordered by the doctor. And I always order the things, so that's why I'm thinking that. And yes, then Meridian Valley takes the specimen, and within about 10 days, we got back a result. Now, here's one other thing about that test. It not only shows about the effluent or leftovers from the candida, it also tells us about a variety of other fungi and bacteria that are not good for us if they're growing in our insides. It'll find too much of their waste products. And thank goodness they also check for waste products from good guy bacterias. And if those are not very much, why, we want to really increase those good guy bacterias, don't we, while we're trying to get rid of the candida.
Okay, so do I need to come down to the clinic to get the test that?
I think you do, but you can call the lab and ask them, ma'am. It's easy enough. Okay. Call the lab and ask them. Let's see if I can remember.
I will mention regarding your rant. What really aggravates me is not only what they tell you, well, this is bad to you, that's bad to you, that doesn't work. But the fact is that you guys can cure things that allopathic medicine cannot even figure out how to diagnose the cause of.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Plus you can, you know, fix a lot of other things, too. And so, like with those esters, those bioidenticals, if you took that away from all of us, the health care system would be up to their eyeballs. And we take all these pre-invented things, so we don't get Alzheimer's, and we don't get Parkinson's, and we don't get autoimmune and this stuff. I mean, we would make a tremendous more impact on the health system if we didn't take all those things. I know it's screaming about that.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm glad you're working hard on taking care of yourself, because that's the number one thing to do in healthy longevity.
Absolutely. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. So I thank you very much for your time, and stay dry.
Okay, and if I actually remembered the phone number, it's 206-209. Oh, no, I didn't, from Meridian Valley Laboratories. I'm sorry, you can look them up online. My fault.
Okay.
Thank you. 4200. There we go. 206-209-4200. It actually came back.
209-4200.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, let's see. Yep. Got a little bit of time here. And let's go over to Lee. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind?
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I'm 84, almost 85. And
all right.
And I was doing real well until about 6 months ago. And all of a sudden, I started feeling my age. I don't like it a bit.
Uh-oh.
All right. One of the things that I've been on high blood pressure medicine for a number of years.
Uh-huh.
Hydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril, and amlodipine. My pulse rate used to be around 70. It is now dropped down to 40 in the high 30s.
Oops.
Yep. They're talking about a pacemaker for me, and I was wondering if there's anything in the natural medicine side that might help on this.
Very likely, sir. Before we get to that, though, what's your blood pressure?
It varies, but it's been running about 170 to about 70.
170, over 70, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. Well, as you know, that blood pressure still is kind of high on the top side, not so bad on the bottom side. But that kind of blood pressure, it's a surprise to hear that your pulse is low, but not a total surprise. Now, years ago, there was information published about use of hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure. And what they pointed out is that if you take it for a long period of time, it'll cause any number of mineral deficiencies because, along with getting rid of one of the things it's supposed to get rid of, it also gets rid of a number of minerals in the body, and the longer one takes it, the lower one's minerals get, particularly potassium, by the way. So that's something you might want to look into with the help of a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Namely, you might want to look into your mineral levels, because minerals have a lot to do with the transmission of electricity in the body, particularly copper. It's like the wires in our house with all copper. Well, copper has a lot to do with electrical transmission. And then there are other things that also have to do with it, magnesium and some other minerals. So, yeah, there probably is something you can do, sir. And then there's another thing, and that is sometimes, in fact, the majority of the time, high blood pressure can be controlled by entirely natural means. And so if that could happen, you'd have to slowly phase out of one set of things and phase into another. But if that happened, you're likely to be healthier for longer.
Okay. All right. I want to look at mineral supplement to begin with the copper and magnesium.
Well, one of the first thing to do, sir, is look at your own levels, and you can do that one. Call that good old Meridian Valley Lab, and yes, I do work there, but I don't get paid for selling stuff. and ask if you can get a hair mineral analysis done. It's done usually on head hair, and sometimes on beard hair, and sometimes on pubic hair. And anyway, what it does is tell you the levels of all your different minerals as compared with a medium range of normal. What I mean by medium, it's not a real broad range of normal, but there it is. And that way you can know which ones to focus on for you, and if there's any especially low, then you'll need more of those than percentage-wise than you would other ones, sir. So I'd have a look at that. That tells us a lot. And what we frequently see on that for people who are in their 80s is that even if they don't have any acid reflux or other symptoms that they were told means their stomach's acid is overflowing into the esophagus, which is total nonsense, but that's another story. Even if they don't have any of those symptoms, according to Mayo Clinic, no less, and this is a study reported on 3,700 people who had their tummies pumped out to check for stomach acid, by the time we all get to be 60, sir, it's 48% of the men and 52% of the women have less than optimal stomach acid, which is actually responsible for heartburn, believe it or not, but I could explain that, but that's not what you called about. And when we have less than optimal stomach acid, with every decade after that age, it gets worse and worse. And what do you know? If we don't have enough stomach acid, sir, we can't digest our protein into amino acids. We can't pull the minerals out of the organic matrix they're in the food. And things just get worse and worse. I've got a whole newsletter out there. If you read my newsletter, you can read past issues. And that what?
I'm going to.
Yep, and if you read past issues, look for one called Gastropause, G-A-S-T-R-O, pause. And it's like menopause for women when the ovaries say goodbye, and it's like what's called andropause for men, which is a more gradual process, as all of us guys know, where testicles slowly say goodbye about making testosterone. Well, nature has decreed, nature and creation, whichever we want to believe in, has decreed that as we all get older, we're going to have to die sometime, so here's one of the ways you can do it, and that's by your stomach acid going lower and lower and lower. You're not digesting your food right, and you're literally dying of malnutrition over time.
Ah. So can I get the test, an acid test, other than that, the lab?
Stomach?
Your lab?
Other than stomach pumping? Yes, but that's done at the clinic, and it's done by much more humane means with a little capsule you swallow that can detect what the acidity is, and there's a little teeny FM radio transmitter in there that sends it off to a computer which records it. So, yes, you can, sir.
Stomach's all right. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it. I'll get off the air so other people have a chance to listen
Thank
to
you,
it.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's see what time I'm... Oh, I yammered past the break. We better give her a break.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, that's me, all right. I'm going to shut up and get right over here to Mike because we've got Mike, Lisa, and Kevin waiting, and I want to try to fit them all in. So, hi, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, okay, thank you. My wife's good friend has Lou Gehrig's disease, and I was wondering if there's anything that can be done for that. Because her dad got it quite a number of years back. She's only had it for a few months now. But her dad died of it, and she's feeling like she's headed down the same road. But I just wonder if anything can be done.
Sometimes, sir. I have in mind a study from, I believe it was Italy, but it was somewhere in Europe, where they found that the mineral lithium significantly slowed the progress of Lou Gehrig's disease and actually helped to reverse some of its manifestations. Now, lithium is usually thought of as dangerous because it's used in big doses for manic depressive psychosis, but it's been research proven since then in the early 2000s that lithium in low doses can actually promote the formation of new brain cells, which wouldn't hurt if you got Lou Gehrig's disease. It also protects against other mental health deteriorations. It's best, though, to be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine for this. Now, also, I rely on some of the research that has been found by Dr. Alan Gaby, and he tells us in his textbook that a substance called acetyl L-carnitine has been found beneficial in many cases of ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, whichever we want to call it. And acetyl-L-carnitine is sitting on the shelves in all the natural food stores, as is lithium in low doses. Lithium's found in a 5, a 10, and a 20 milligram. And to be conservative, if it's going to work at all, 10 milligrams a day should work and not hurt anything. And I'm not kidding about the not hurting anything. The doses that are used in manic depressive psychosis are in the hundreds of milligrams. And acetyl-L-carnitine, that, a gram or two a day, is not going to hurt anybody. So those are a couple of things to try. And while one is thinking of trying them, one also should be finding a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and maybe can tell you even more stuff. Now, I understand this is a really tough disease, and I can't say I can guarantee that these things will work, but I can tell you that research reports say they help.
Okay. How much lithium should she take if she gets on that?
Well, it comes in a 5, a 10, and a 20 milligram, and I'd as I say, be conservative and start with the 20 milligram.
Okay, thank you.
And as far as the acetyl L-carnitine, that one, it'd be awfully hard to hurt ourselves with, so a couple of grams a day. But again, please with the work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, maybe can find some other stuff for you. Okay, let's see. Lisa, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling in for my mother-in-law who is listening. She's having some thyroid issues. 4 months ago, she was low thyroid. She's been on level thyroxine, 125 micrograms.
Right, that's
four
the hormone called T4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 4 months ago, she tested. Her TSH was 14.2. They upped that dose.
Mm-hmm.
They upped that dose to 150. Mm-hmm. She just retested. Now they say she's hyperthyroid. She's 0.005. I am going to get her up to your clinic. Do you have any thoughts on why it would make that drastic of a change in 4 months?
No, not really, ma'am. But this business of relying on the TSH to be the be-all and the end-all of thyroid testing is nonsense. There's an excellent paper by a professor over in Glasgow in Scotland showing us why it's nonsense to rely entirely on the TSH. We need to be measuring the free T3 and the free T4, as they're called. Those are the free fractions of the thyroid hormone. Did those get measured?
I don't think so. I'm a patient of your clinic, so mine get measured. I come to you. I know. That's why I'm telling her she needs to come up and get the urine test done. Yes.
Oh, well, actually, with the thyroid, your better test is actually the blood test, but it says on the blood test, if we want to get as much useful information as we can, it says free T3, free T4, and TSH. Those three things, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's the best way to go if we're working with thyroid.
Do you think that this high to low, she's having some symptoms, some memory issues. Do you think that this is linked to that?
Possibly. I'd want to see those free T3 and free T4s, though, because it sounds like a bit of an overreaction on the part of that TSH, but maybe it wasn't if the free T4 happens to be high and pushing the TSH down. You got to see the whole crew together. But yes, if the thyroid isn't functioning right, we could be having some memory issues. But as you probably know, there are many other things to do for memory issues, too.
Okay, I'm going to call in. We're going to call in Monday and get her scheduled. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, let's see. Kevin's been waiting patiently, and we got 3-4 minutes left. Hi, Kevin, what's on your mind? Oh, wait a minute.
Doctor.
Are we supposed to have a break here? No, we're not. Okay, go for it, sir.
Okay, hi, doctor. I'm calling for my mother-in-law. She has been having a few memory issues in the last 6 months to a year, and then all of a sudden, about a month ago, she was saying that she felt tippy. She didn't really say, I asked her if she was dizzy, and she said no, but she just felt like she felt wobbly, and then she couldn't walk one day a couple of weeks ago, and so she moved from assisted living to a nursing home, and since she's been in there for about 3 weeks now, she's starting to lose the ability to use her hands. Some days she can hold a fork and feed herself, and some days she can't. And she talks about her hands being greasy, and they're not.
Huh. Okay. Now, how old is she, sir?
She's 88.
Her odds of having good digestion and assimilation of nutrients are very small at age 88, unless she does something to make up for what I was talking to a prior caller about, namely stomach no longer making sufficient hydrochloric acid to bust up all the proteins and separate the minerals from the organic matrix. And by the way, if the stomach acid is low and we're not getting nourished that way, then the signal is not being sent to the pancreas to make pancreatic digestive enzymes, because the way that somebody won a Nobel Prize in 1901 for discovering that once fully acidified food comes out of the stomach into the upper small intestine, it releases a hormone that tells the pancreas, your turn, now you digest to launch your breakfast or dinner. And so at age 88, unless we've been working with doctors skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine, our digestive and absorptive capacity is, I'm sorry, very, very poor, and it's very hard to maintain brain and other function if that's the case. So I'd check right in with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, sir, and get those looked at. We do the stomach acid testing at Tahoma, and if she happens to have type 2 diabetes in her family, that's another factor that could lead to this, and there's a simple urine test that'll tell us if she's got it or she's on the road to it.
Okay, very good. When she was suffering her memory issues, I, you know, read your article about B6. Would that have anything to do with this?
Possibly so, sir. I'd be more looking at B12 by the way of injections, but if you need to, please do call us back next week. You can hear all that music in the background. That means I'm supposed to shut up.